Good afternoon, everybody. All of our listeners that have come back to join us for part two, thank you for joining us. Those of you that have not listened to part one, it is a separate matter, but it's equally as interesting, and it forms part of a couple of interesting news reports that have come in from the wonderful Ellis Sweetenham. And Ellis has asked to join me in a couple of my podcasts to discuss. So Ellis, firstly, hello and welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. Now, we'd said in part one, you sort of came to me and said, Mark, I'd like to do a couple of podcasts with you on a couple of matters. I think you'll find them quite interesting. So far, you've been absolutely spot on. The part one was very interesting in relation to design rights and wrestling, more specifically, because you considered it to be very much so an age thing, with me being around and enjoying the 90s as I did.
Back in your day, yeah.
But within this part two, there's another matter that you also wanted to indulge me with and show me all sorts of wonderful things that are happening in the world of Rebecca Vardy. Why?
Well, as some of our listeners may or may not have already known from previous podcasts, I do believe you are on her ITV News for approximately 17 seconds.
I was.
Chatting about the Wagatha Christie trial.
Yes, I was. I was. Yes, I was very grateful to ITV for inviting me in to be interviewed. Of course, as all these things go, it turns out to be a minute, or as you say, 17 seconds slot that you actually speak to them for far longer. But I find it incredibly interesting. I mean, it is an area that I am heavily involved in this regard. So it makes sense that you'd want to talk about it with me, Ellis. But this isn't actually about the law, is it?
Well, not necessarily. The case has sort of come to a conclusion. So obviously, like you said, the trial was in relation to defamation. But this caught my eye because, again, like you say, defamation is an area that we do cover.
Yep.
And it's in relation to costs.
Okay, that all sounds incredibly boring. Why would I think that would be incredibly boring? And that, I think, the answer is because our listeners are going to be more interested in all the juicy parts of the law, usually, and what's happening in a particular matter, than just dealing with costs. It almost sounds like, you know, a bit of a boring part that happens at the end. But that's not always the case, as you'll all be pleased to be hearing from me, because sometimes the costs can be extortionate. We're not always just dealing with, you know, £1,000 or £2,000 or £5,000 of costs that end up getting awarded at the end of a matter. This one's a little bit more, isn't it, Ellis?
It is a little bit more. It's estimated because sort of the matter hasn't reached final day dot.
Before you tell the listeners what it's estimated at, I just only thought some of them may not actually understand in terms of costs what we're talking about. So let's just break it down. We're talking about legal costs.
Yeah.
We're talking about the fact that someone goes to a solicitor and they will say, or a firm, and they will say, I need you to represent me for this case. I think it's got legs. What do you think? Of course, it's far more detailed than that, but just to put it in a summary form. Solicitors will then, or lawyers will then look down and go through the matter. They will advise the person, and then on the advice, they will then decide whether to take action. The legal action will be involved on a pre-action basis, and in some instances, like with this one, will also be involved in terms of taking further action and proceedings in court. These costs accumulate, usually they're paid as you go along, unless you've got an agreement with the firm. The costs will be, that they have to be fair and reasonable, of course. You can't go charging someone, you know, £1 million just for an hour's work, and just because they've got the money they can pay it. It has to be reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to give you that summary there, the costs will be paid as they're going through. Then, if you've ended up either coming to a settlement, the settlement would usually include a consideration or provision for some of the cost to be repaid, okay? Or if you end up going all the way to the end of trial, then at the end of the trial, then the award of costs may or may not be included. okay, for the injured party to be recompensed by the let's say the defendant in these circumstances. Okay, so the fact is, who lost in this scenario?
Rebecca Vardy.
And because Rebecca Vardy lost, even though she was the claimant,
yes,
she's told you've got to pay some of Rooney's costs.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yes.
Now you can go and carry on with this incredible amount of money that is being sought.
So, this represents 90% of Colleen Rooney's costs put into court.
Okay.
At an estimated £1.5 million.
Wow. Just to pause there and say that again. So her costs that she has paid her, the law firm, which will include barrister's costs as well, mm-hmm. and will include all disbursements, the court fees, it will include everything. Goodness knows how many solicitors and paralegals and, you know, all the different different levels that have been involved in this particular matter. It doesn't matter. It's totaled 1.5, well, the 90% is 1.5 million.
Yeah, so originally it was over 2 million.
Yeah.
Some of those costs related to matters prior to the trial. So they have been removed because they weren't relevant in this matter. But yes, £1.5 million.
Okay. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, that is a hugely high profile matter which did go, you know, all the way. It was in the public eye. We were all following it. I know that there are some podcasts that we have done ourselves to discuss them in brief as they were going along. You know, but it's an awful lot of money to suddenly start asking someone to pay. Now, what we have to remember is Colleen Rooney, she was actually defending her position. So she wasn't actually the one that went to court to take action against Rebecca Vardy. It was the other way around. So because she won, but she was the defendant, she, of course, is aggrieved, isn't she? Because she's had to pay all this money out. And that's the reason why the court will give realistic consideration as to her having some or all of her costs paid. But she's not actually going to end up with any money in terms of the libel action, because it was actually, the libel action was made against her, wasn't it?
Exactly that. So there will be no sort of compensation or anything to her personally. It's just be a case of covering her legal fees to almost put her back in the position she was before the claim was filed.
So it's crucial that she is able to recover some or all of these costs for herself, because of course, you know, otherwise she's out of pocket even though she won, and that doesn't seem very fair, does it?
No, exactly that. And I think it's also worth mentioning that of course Rebecca Vardy also has to pay her own legal costs.
Ah, good point. And
so she's looking at, if we feel that the legal costs are sort of comparable to Colleen Rooney's, which they normally are, maybe Rebecca Vardy's costs even maybe slightly more because she was the claimant, they would have had to have done a little bit more work initially. She's looking at sort of a good £3 million she needs to pay in legal costs when you combine the two together.
Really?
1.5 for Colleen Rooney and sort of comparable 1.5 for Rebecca Vardy.
Okay, which could bring her combined bill to over 3 million. Wow. I mean, it's a lot of money, but we have to remember that, you know, solicitors and all of the advisors would have worked incredibly hard.
Oh, you dread to think how many hours.
Oh, absolutely. There would have been so many hours, you know, and years of experience that would have gone in on both sides to be able to, you know, fight this either way. So we've got absolute sympathy for the amount of hours that must have gone into it. But of course, to those that are listening, you know, it's an eye-watering amount, of course. But was it worth it?
Well, I think for Rebecca Vardy, definitely not. Like you say, she filed the claim. She's the one that instigated the court proceedings. Mm. And it's not gone in her favour. Obviously, there's a risk with all litigation. That's just what litigation is. It's always a risk that you won't be successful. But I don't think she would have thought that it could have gone this badly.
It really has, hasn't it? Not only has she lost, not got anything, but it also means that she's got to pay potentially up to £3 million worth of costs. Okay. When do we find out? We're going to have either a behind closed doors settlement agreement, some, or it's going to have to keep going, and we're going to have, you know, to have, you know, a costs hearing that we will, of course, be following to see how this outcome unfolds.
Well, yeah. So the initial cost hearing has actually taken place.
The initial.
And the court has confirmed 90% of legal fees. Colleen Rooney was pushing for 100%.
That's right, yeah.
Rebecca Vardy was pushing for 80%. The court has landed at 90%. The initial payment of £800,000 must be made by the 15th of November. So, sort of a month's
But she can
time.
Appeal this,
exactly
though.
That.
This is the
so
reason
why
I was saying
the,
that.
The initial. So, there is the potential for Rebecca Vardy's team to appeal and try and get it nearer to the 80%. But, obviously, that is more cost. So it's one of those situations that she's going to have to weigh up.
It is. It's very interesting, but it does show for our listeners how crucial it is that you really do feel so strongly about taking that action before you end up hitting the button on court proceedings. You know, and it's part of the advice that we give, you know, with the positives and negatives and the risks, you know, that come with litigation. And of course, it should be a last resort. Judges can be, you know, understandably incredibly grumpy when they have people in front of them that they feel haven't exhausted fully the expectations in terms of pre-action correspondence. Okay, and there are protocols to come with that, but I won't bore you with that now. Because they do expect, you know, all courts will expect us to settle disputes for this exact reason, because of the vast costs that can accumulate over the course of litigation, which could be 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years going, and of course the stress and everything that comes with it. You know, it ends up becoming, sadly, at times a waste of court resources and a waste of your own money. So thanks for listening. Absolutely. And thank you for that. Do you think that she's going to appeal it? Last question.
I think she should probably cut her losses and stay with it is. Obviously 10% of £2 million is quite a lot of money, but potentially it's a case of sort of retreating back to her corner, and it is what it is, but we shall soon see.
Interesting. Thanks, Ellis. I appreciate you bringing this to me, reminding me of my time on the telly. My time on the telly, it was a good day, and I made my family very proud, so thank you for that. Anyway, to listeners, thank you for listening, and we will be back very, very soon.
Back in your ears.
Absolutely.
Very, very soon.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.